Good morning.
Welcome to our show.
Where are they now? It's wonderful Saturday morning, a little cold, but hey, after Thanksgiving, and did you have a lot of leftovers, my friend?
Or well, we did. We had some last night.
Did you? I
want to share this with our listeners. Sleet is going to start in Glenview in about 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Be safe.
Everyone, get out your winter clothing.
What? Be safe.
Yep.
And all that other stuff, and I think... Isn't today local business Saturday, Bobby? Do
it
you know?
Is. It
yeah,
is.
So go out there after
support,
our show.
Yeah, support your local
in between this
businesses.
Show and our 4 o'clock show and shop your heart away. Okay, phone number, Bobby?
773-763-9278. We got an excellent guest speaker this morning.
And I read the book from cover to cover, usually, right?
Yeah.
So... Let's get going here. We have a wonderful quote about our guest. I would strongly recommend her as she consistently demonstrates a high level of professionalism and integrity in how she works with customers and has an excellent work knowledge of the international marketplace. Okay. I like her already, huh? She is a sales professional from Chicago who has been selling for 34 years. She doesn't look that old. I saw her picture, right, Bobby?
No.
I want to share new tricks and golden nuggets of wisdom with the world, especially in this new world of selling. I'm not a writer. I'm not going to say her age. You're not that old. You can say it if you want. Sales professional, a wife, a mother who wants to help others. My book is a real, raw, and from the heart. And before I she also had three. Here we go. Fear. Three words come to my mind. Fear, anxiety, and stress. Let's welcome Susan Kuchis. Sweet Susie, welcome. Good morning.
Welcome, Sweet Susie, to
Hello.
Where Are They Now?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're well.
Bobby, thank you.
Thank you for being
thank
on
you so
our
much
show.
For having me.
Excellent. Before we get started in your bio, should we do your exercise? I watched your videos. I got a bottle of water. Do you want to give us a quick 30-second? Go ahead. Get ready, Bobby.
Hey, yeah.
Get your water.
So listen.
Go ahead.
Energy is king in power.
Okay.
So in a runner stance. In a runner stance, move those arms back and forth, quick, fast.
Look at it, Bobby. I'm doing it. Look at it. I'm going to be on Facebook if I don't break the equipment, huh?
Take it easy over there, Artie. We don't want anything spilling here.
No spilling. We don't have anything in the studio. Take it spill.
Yep. Water.
You guys are so funny.
Oh, we're ready. Okay. Tell us all about yourself from the time. You could even go as far back as what hospital were you born in. Go ahead.
Oh, you guys are amazing. And thank you for having me. Right out, shout out to my friends and family if they're listening. My husband, Pete, for supporting me on this amazing journey. Because if I thought that I would be a writer and a publisher of a book, I would say, no way. But, hey, fun fact, Art and Bobby, and Art, I think I told you this. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, a woman sports broadcaster. Because back in the day, it was only Hannah Storm. Right, but
right.
Guess what? Those three words: fear, anxiety, stress. Whoa, it hit me hard. So I thought, oh, I'm not good enough, smart enough, you know. And I'm sure your listeners listening, they know what I'm talking about, because those three things impact us for chasing our big dream, right? And you know, that's a problem that we all face. But you know what? I always say you got to combat that with your water, moving your body. But hey, I do want to say one thing, right? All the sales profits from my book, and it's called Get in the Sales Game, a playbook for winning in sales when the game has changed. All the sales profits are going to Feed Six. It's a local charity, and the global charity is called Outreach, and they package meals for the homeless, veterans, women's shelters,
excellent.
And also provide clean water. Yep.
Excellent.
And do you know the funds that we sent so far? They said they've already fed 1,666 families.
Okay, Bobby and I both bought a book, so there we go. We help, Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And I say we're just getting started. So, thank you, guys.
Oh, that's great. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. And in the book, you know, people that are listening, right, you go to your sales seminars and... what I have in this book is not really taught at sales seminars, because I have energy, family, health, wealth, sex, teeth, faith, and gratitude.
Wow.
Those are so important to sales success and life success. Because I believe 80% of sales success and life success is mental and 20% is mechanical. And Art and Bobby, I'm going to put you on the spot because you read my book. I've been blessed because if you go on and see my reviews on Amazon, you know, many people say that the book is very inspirational. So before I totally dive into it, I just want to put you two on the spot. And what kind of good tips did you get on the inspirational side? So, Bobby, I'm going to start with you.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay.
You get open book. You got the book. It's an
I know,
open
but
book quiz.
I read this book. What I admire about you and your book, you have a paragraph in there about never giving up. Okay?
Yeah.
For our listeners, that's so critical. You know, if you set your mind to it, keep at it until you accomplish your goal. Never give up.
Never give up. Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, I don't want to give the whole book away, but Colonel Sanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So successful, he had 1,009 no's before he got his recipe to where it is and to for them to believe in him. So there's, you know, I always say your yes is right around the corner. Never give up.
Well, that's so true.
Yep. And then, hey, Art, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you find inspirational?
Right off the bat here, this is near the end of the book. It's real simple. Wave and smile. You know, when I go to work, people ask me, what are you so happy about? What are you drinking? I says, you don't know what today is? They go, what, your birthday? Today's the first day of the rest of my life. So wave and smile.
Oh, that's,
absolutely.
That's very good, too.
It's important. And we have a good friend, Costa.
Yeah.
He says, just say hi all the time, you know. So, hi,
it's
Costa.
So
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's very important to be happy and positive.
Yeah.
See?
Absolutely.
How people always talk about the money, right? You got to have a lot of money. But health is wealth. You got to be healthy to enjoy the money, right?
Hey, Sweet
how
Sue.
People,
Sweet Sue, without your health, you have absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You have nothing.
Yep, right.
So let's get back to how this book came about, right?
All right, wait. We want to know a little bit about yourself, your bio. Don't jump over that. You know, there's probably a sweetheart from grammar school that's probably listening to you or something. So start up your bio.
Okay. So I originally born at Christ Hospital, Oaklawn, Illinois, and I've been married 32 years. I have three wonderful children. I'm a Greek Orthodox, but if you look at me, I got blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't know how many Greeks.
No, you're traditional. Are you from Sparta? Because my mom was blonde hair, blue eyes. Are you from Sparta area?
Lviv.
Okay. Area. Okay. Go ahead.
So, and I, you know, again, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. Graduated from Northern Illinois University in radio, TV, film, art. And Bobby, I did do radio sales back in the day because I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, but that fear just got to me.
All right, Sue, let me interrupt you 1 second. Let me ruin your dreams. Bobby is a retired police officer, has a painting company. I'm an architect for the city of Chicago, so there we go.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can you imagine that?
Yep, we always have 2-3 jobs.
And I'm going to send you the email of I was the champ of Anchor Idol at WGN-TV as my alias, Joe Mazzagapetros. But you'll see that.
Whoa.
I don't want to send that to you beforehand because you might not have wanted to come on the show, right, Bobby?
So, and I'm a sports addict fan, right? You talked about what are my sports teams, and
yep.
It's the Chicago Cubs.
All right.
And the Bears.
Okay.
So I got to say, is Coach Nagy in or out? When is he going to be?
Bobby, you're a big Bears fan. What do you think?
I know. I thought, they said they don't fire the coach during the season, but I'll be surprised if he's renewed, you know, for next year.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's time for a new coach.
They're trying to talk Coach Ditka to do Zoom coaching, and he's thinking about it. So remember that.
Oh, my God. Is that funny? Oh, my God.
And as you said in your book, and we'll talk more about it, there's a setting in there to make you 10 years younger. I love that, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Keep going.
I use that. You okay. never know. Sometimes you need it. But you know what's funny is with COVID, right, I'm sure people listening know that we cleaned out a lot of our closet, right, because we were home. And there was a box that we haven't looked at for 3 years. I'm like, what's in that box? And I'll be darned. I have a Chicago Cubs hat, two Sweet Sue from Sean Dunstan, number 12.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, how about that?
Excellent. And you know what makes me proud, Sue? That you're a Southsider and you love the Cubs. That's all. I'm not going to say anything more.
And then I have a Bears football and to Sweet Sue from Walter Payton. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Wow.
In the closet to Sweet Sue. Yep.
Wow.
And how exciting is that?
Yeah, it's exciting.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the name? Yeah. Hey, Sue, how'd you get the name Sweet Sue? I love it.
So I used to be Southside Sweet Sue because I used to call into the radio stations. You know, I would call into the score and, you know, you got to have an AKA name, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Southside Sweet Sue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet Sue.
Oh, that's great.
My mom, she was Sweet Georgia. But,
oh, is that nice? That is excellent.
So, I love sports. I still play tennis twice a week. And, you know, in my book, I always say that if you're not growing, you're dying. So I don't know, you know, whether you're, you know, in the beginning of sales or in the middle of sales or the end of sales, you know what? The best is yet to come because I'm.
Oh, I love it. I already love it.
I agree.
Yep. I say that, too. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. If somebody could tell me that I would be, you know, number one in my sales company, I'm off the charts with my sales revenue, I would say absolutely that there's no way. But there's always a way, and it's never giving up.
All right. Our engineer is back. Devin, she's a sports junkie. She calls. I don't know if you heard her in the other room, but she wants to know the coach in or out for the Bears. What do you think?
Definitely get Matt Nagy the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time for a change.
Tell us how you really feel there, my friend.
We don't have enough time.
No. Okay. Back to Sweet Sue.
In or out. In or out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. So let's go back to March, you know, last year in March, right? I was sitting at my kitchen table going, oh, my God, how am I going to connect with customers? Because COVID happened. We were shut down. And I said, okay, Sue, you got to take a step back, take a deep breath, and now you have to invest in yourself. Because I think many times we don't invest in ourselves. So that's the time that I did the cleanse, and we did it as a family. And I talk about family. That's so important into life success. So we did the whole 30, and it's a little rough. No alcohol for 30 days, no sugar. But boy, if you want to get your energy up.
Hey, Sweet Sue, I bet you felt like $1 million.
Oh, no sugar and no alcohol. Oh, my God. I was off the charts with
what?
Energy.
Wow.
I don't even drink
energy.
And
yeah.
What are you talking about?
That
I'm not
sugar,
a drinker.
That sugar will kill you, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Sugar, it kills you with, you know, your anxiety and fear.
Yep.
And then there's a celery juice cleanse, which is pretty cool, too. And, you know, and I always say you got to consult your doctor for the best cleanse for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I did. I did a lot of power pivots. I looked at my energy and I said, you know, energy is health and wealth. So then in September, I was sitting at my kitchen table again and I said, oh my God, I'm having explosive growth. I said, I think I got to write a book. And I was talking to my daughter and she said, well, how do you think you're going to go about doing that? I said, I don't know, but I'm going to find a way. And you know, at this time, you could see some customers. So I went to my first customer at his office. And I'm sitting at the table there. And he said, so, Sue, tell me about, you know, what's going on with COVID? What changes? I said, well, I've had explosive growth. And I want to write a book. And he goes, really? He goes, oh, my God, that's what my wife does. I said, what? And he said, yeah, she works for a publishing company. Worked for Barnes & Noble for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh, my God, the stars are aligning. So I got my publisher in a year's time, guys. My book was published September 14th, 2021.
Oh, wow.
And hence getting the sales game. So it's been exciting. I'm blessed.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a quiz. Sweet. Here we go. I had this note here. What is your ISBN number? Don't look at your book.
Oh my God, I gotta have it. Here.
I'll give it. Look at you can look at the book. It's the product detail. You see, she thought she was or your PC code, which is the same.
What is it?
I think it's 978-1545-752-276.
What is it, Artie?
4320. 4320. Play those numbers in the lottery and make sure you share with all of us.
Oh, my God. That's
terrible. You know. This is the back.
Oh, the back.
Yeah, I put it down when I was doing the notes. See, I drive Bobby nuts. I do a little research, and then I bring in like about 100 pages, and he's like, what are you doing to me?
That Artie, hey, Sweet Sue, that Artie, my co-producer, is like detective.
Yeah.
He surprises me every week with different things.
Don't worry. Later on, we're going to talk about brunch with Santa at her church. That's later on in my notes. But continue with the book. I had a ball with the book. I really did. It was a great read.
It's small, and I had the book small, so, you know, you have all your goodies, and you can put it in your whatever, you know, your purse, whatever, or a briefcase.
Yeah, what's nice about this book, it's small, you can carry it.
That's right.
What I love, Artie, that Sweet Sue put in her book, a quote from Warren Buffett sums it up. He says,
oh, love it.
Read books, drink water, sit with friends, speak less, write often, love quickly, pray, be honest, exercise, call family, seek truth, and you'll be okay. I mean, that there really says it all.
Sums it up.
That's magnificent.
So, that's a good segue, because I believe, right, you have to have absolute certainty that your product and service is the best. So guess what? I talk about video, right? That is a key, right, to selling in the new world of COVID. So I do personal videos to my contacts, my people that I'm trying to go after. And do you know I sent a personal video to Warren Buffett?
Wow.
You know, he has not responded because he's got a lot of companies, and I'm in supply chain management. And I told him with, you know, absolute certainty and confidence that we can get his product moving. Now, he has not responded back to me, but that's what happens when you have an amazing energy that you can even do these crazy things. You know, you got to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about that in the book as well. So, I did a personal video to Warren Buffett.
I love your rule of thumb. And this is my New Year's resolution. I don't think I'll be able to do this. Devin's looking at me. Here it is. 80% listening, 20% talking. Did you think I could do that? It's like, no.
Forget about it.
But I love that. That was great, you know.
So, you know, I also talk about, again, like we talked about, fear, anxiety, and stress. And how do you combat that? So I have walked on fire 3 times.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Walking on fire?
Walking on fire. Tell us, what do you do to get started?
I've jumped out of an airplane.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sure.
Wait. I got to ask you a question there. Did you up the insurance of your husband, or did he up your insurance before you guys went? Because that's a date night, you said in your book.
Yeah, it was a date night.
Did you up the insurance?
So, I think he did. I mean, but how funny is this?
Just joking.
So in 2018, I was number one for my company, and I got to experience Wimbledon. They sent us to London, and I'm a tennis player, so I got to go to Wimbledon.
Oh, wow.
And Pete's like, well, wait a second. He goes, I don't really like tennis. And I said, well, what would you want to do, Pete? If, you know, what would you want to do? He's like, well, I want to jump out of an airplane. And I said, well, if you get those Wimbledon tickets, I'm jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I had to do.
God. Wow. That's wild.
I was so nervous, but you know what? Life will never be the same for Sue Cruces.
My girlfriend.
Hey, I admire you for doing that, but I don't think I do that.
My girlfriend then, Mary, which is now my wife, she wanted me to go with her and do it. I said, yeah. Are you crazy? I'm going to jump out of a regular good plane for some reason.
Sometimes those parachutes, yeah. They don't open, Artie.
Yeah.
Hey, so, I admire you. So, I admire you, sweet you. Sue.
But I talk about walking on fire. So there's Tony Robbins, he's a life success coach, motivational coach. I'm sure a lot of people listening know who he is.
Oh, absolutely.
He has a reputation. Yep. Good one.
Yep. I went to a one-day seminar 32 years ago in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My company sent me to see him, and I just loved his approach, right, and his mission. And, you know, I went and got his cassette tapes and all this kind of crazy stuff, right? And my kids wanted to get into sales. And they said, oh, we want to get into sales for the money. And I said, oh, my God. Guys, sales is not for the money. It's providing great solutions to your customers. Because if you get in for the money, you're getting in for the wrong reason. So, you know, I gave him some information on Tony Robbins. And I said, hey, listen to him. So my daughter says, hey, Mom. Tony Robbins is going to be in Chicago, and you should go because it's a three and a half day event. It's called Unleash the Power Within. It's unleashing, you know, the demons, your fear, anxiety, and all that kind of good stuff. But you got to walk on fire. And I told her, oh, no, I'm not walking on fire. No way. And I'm not spending that money. And she's like, Mom, I'm going. Steve's going, which is my son. You got to go. So I'm like, oh, okay. So they convinced me to go. And I went, and I have to say it was a game changer for me.
Did you wear your construction boots? Did you wear your construction boots when you went across? Come on. Tell us.
Wow. Bare feet.
Bare feet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ouch, Bobby.
Oh, no. No, no. I did not burn my feet. I was in state. But she says to me, she said, Mom, I'm going to work for Tony Robbins one day. And she has not 1 ounce of sales experience. I said,
wow.
You and 30,000 other people, and I'll be darned.
What does she do now? Tell everybody.
She's 27 years old, and she works for Tony Robbins. And
I love it.
I had the pleasure of meeting him.
Oh, wow.
2 weekends ago. Yes, because he had another UPW in Florida, and it was the first in-person event in over 2 years. And she was one of the hosts there, and it was so exciting. She opened the show for Tony, and it was a surprise. And some gentleman came up to me and said, hey, we got a surprise for you, and you got to go after the break, go into this corner over there. And sure enough, I said, am I going to meet Tony Robbins? And they said, maybe. And I did. So I got to meet Tony and his lovely wife, Sage, and it was just amazing. So, yeah.
But, wow.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I know some friends have gone. He used to have, was it a week somewhere on some kind of island or something?
Oh, yeah, in Fiji.
Fiji, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, he's got a lot of interesting events. And, yeah, they're life-changing. So I talk about that in the book. And then I have to say, this was another, because I talk about my top-down strategy. But when I was at the United Center in 2018, He said, now that you've walked on fire, you can do anything. So I want you to contact 10 CEOs that you never, ever would think of contacting, right? Because now you feel great. You're unstoppable. That energy when you do those crazy things, it's just amazing.
Wow.
So, you know, we write all this down. And then one of his companies presented right after he got off stage. It was called OsteoStrong. And it's a company that provides strengthening equipment and also women bone growth, women that have osteoporosis. So I have osteoporosis, so I was very intrigued. But then I said, well, I'm going to chase him down, and he's going to be my first CEO that I contact. So his name is Kyle. I'm running around the United Center. I see him there. I talk about this in my book. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Sue, what am I going to tell this guy that's going to give me credibility that he's going to, you know, think that I can ship his product all over the world because I'm in logistics. But I went in there with a great handshake, high energy. I said, Kyle, nice to meet you. Sue Kuchas, Director of Sales for Logistics. I want to move your product all over the world. And he stepped back. He looked at me and he said, Sue, good to meet you. He said, I think we can use your services. And I'm like, what? And I have to report that Austin Strong is now working with RIM Logistics after a year and a half of negotiations. And we also do warehousing and distribution. So, guys, that's the power of having unstoppable energy.
Okay, here's the power now. We're going to go to commercials, but I want you to go grab that guitar of yours, and you're going to play us a little song, and we'll talk about that when you come back. And our number is 773-763-9278. If you have any questions, you want to walk on fire, you got to talk to the experts. Bobby, have you ever walked on fire?
No.
I have not.
Or if you want to jump out of a plane.
There's another expert here. All right, we'll be back after commercials. Go grab your guitar, young lady.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Abbott Painting. Painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor, whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine. Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Teach your students the joys of science with DeNoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at DeNoyer.com.
Accomplished Realtor Jenna Moreau would love to talk to you about your next move. Jenna represents both buyers and sellers and is a part of At Properties team. The housing market is experiencing a great deal of activity due to the lowest interest rate in years. So whether you are looking, listing, or lending, or just learning, give Jenna a call today at 773-320-9985 or email her at jennamoreau@properties.com to help you with your next move. Thank you.
What are they serving now? A radio show dedicated to getting people back into our restaurants and bars so we can all start enjoying the amazing cuisine and drinks they have to offer. Live on WCPT with Art and Bobby, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
Tune in to Where Are They Now with Art and Bobby.
There's nobody as lovely and as friendly as my good friend Mark Pinsky.
First time I met George Bliss, he told me he was Mark's brother-in-law. So is that still true, George?
Listen, who wouldn't want to be Mark Pinsky's brother-in-law? I said that with wishful thinking.
Absolutely. I wouldn't bother him on a Saturday, but I would call him now and tell him, hey, call in and talk to Georgie here. But
Where Are They Now with Art and Bobby, Saturday mornings at 10 on WCPT.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everyone for listening to our show this morning. I also want to share our guest speaker. Let's welcome back Sweet Susan. Welcome back.
Welcome back to us.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Oh, we're great. Before you strum that guitar, tell everybody where they can get the book. If you got a web page and all that good stuff, a phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So Get in the Sales Game. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target. So that's all you have to do is search my last name, K-O-U-C-H-I-S, Kuchis, and it pops up. And it's the name is called Get in the Sales Game. And any of your listeners, if they, you know, I'm sure a lot of people may be listening, they might want to write a book. And if they want to reach out to me, you can always reach out to me by LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
There we go. Maybe she can write a book about us, huh, Bobby?
Yeah, it's possible.
Right? You know.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, just search K-O-U-C-H-I-S, Sue. And, yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, and it's funny because in my journey, a lot of people say, you know what, I wanted to write a cookbook or whatever they want to write, and then guess what happens? Fear gets in the way.
So in your book, you say here, take up something you always wanted to learn. I started playing guitar at 58 years old. What happened to playing the bouzouki? You got that Greek in your blood. Why didn't you take up the bouzouki?
Oh, the bouzouki. Oh, God. You're funny, Artie.
It was just January, and I said, you know, I think I'm just going to start playing guitar. And, yeah, so I have not 1 ounce of musical knowledge at all in my bones. My husband says that after 2 bottles of wine, I sound great.
Ah, it's a little early for drinking for us, but you can go ahead. Yeah. You're at home.
Well, she doesn't drink, Artie, only water.
Only water,
yeah.
It's the water is ouzo, but we call it water in our Greek tradition, Bobby. You've ever had Greek water? Nero? Okay, I'm not a stalker, but I see you were down in Tennessee and you got another guitar? You have two guitars now? Is that true, or is this the one in the book?
No, so I always wanted to go to Nashville and get a guitar. So my poor husband, oh my God, we had to go to 4 guitars just to make sure that it was the right guitar. So yes, I've got a new guitar, just went to Nashville, Tennessee, and it's exciting. Yeah, so I hear my own song, believe it or not.
All right, let's hear your own song. We'll be quiet, I'll try that 80-20 now. Devin, go ahead.
All right, it's called Sweet Summer.
Okay.
Sweet Silver, huh?
Sweet Summer, I think.
Oh, Sweet Summer.
You guys are putting me on the spot here, you know that.
Yeah, you know, and we get the first crack at the record deal. Remember that. We're your agents. Too bad you're breaking in and out, but anytime you want to send it to me, we will play it. Yes.
All right.
Well, all right.
And I have a lyric, too, that goes with it.
Got it. Bobby, I have a serious question here. In her book, she talked about taking this young couple to the ball game, and then she left and came back, and they were very close to each other. You had the alias names. Did they get married and have kids?
Wow.
They did, and those were 2 great customers I had.
I know you had the fake names. Can you give us the first initial of each of their real names? That's all I need.
No.
No. Oh, I thought we'd have some breaking news, but that's okay. Keep going.
But, yeah, it was, you know, and I talk about that in the book, you know, gratitude is everything. And can I leave with how much time do we have? Because I got a great story.
Go ahead, tell us the story, and then we got Ricky Z waiting for us to talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But go ahead.
Okay, so great story. You know, gratitude. I talk about it in the book and how important it is. So I had a tennis match like a week ago, and I after the tennis match, it was late. I went to my local Jewel here, and I just went for bananas. And sometimes I say, you know what, I look to the person next to me and I want to buy their groceries. Just as a sign of gratitude because it makes me feel good. So I looked back and there was a gentleman there. He had a bouquet of flowers and two cans of peaches. So I said to the clerk, excuse me, I want to buy this gentleman's groceries. So he was a young man and he said, do you know this man? And I said, no, I don't, but it makes me feel good and it's gratitude. So I said, excuse me, sir, but this lady's going to buy your groceries. And he stepped back and he said, you don't need to buy my groceries. I have money. And I said, no, I know, but it just makes me feel good. And gratitude is important. So he stepped back and then he ended up giving me a big hug. He goes, you know, I own two car dealerships and you don't have to do this for me. He said, but I give gratitude every day, but nobody's done this for me.
Wow.
Tear came down. And then the clerk came around and we all hugged each other.
Okay.
But then he chases me to my car and he said, hey, he goes, you know, this means so much to me. He said, what can I do for you? And I said, well, I just published a sales book, so maybe you can buy one of my books. He's like, no, I'm going to buy 20 because I have 20 salespeople.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And bought 20 of my books. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. You'll have to email his address to me because my kid's looking for a car. And maybe you can join us that day. Maybe she'll get in her heart to buy the car for my kid, huh? Just kidding. But I love his name. And I'll tell him, Sweet Sue set me over. Maybe I'll get a discount. And, you know, my middle name is Bobby. Remember? El Cheapo.
Forget about it. Talk for yourself.
That's me, El Cheapo.
I'm very generous, Sweet Sue.
I know you are. I'm the El Cheapo.
I'm opposite of Artie.
All right, wait. One more quick story here. I love the idea of the extra large business cards. How did you come up with that?
Oh, my God. That was another great story. So that was my husband. He's in the sign business. And he always armed me with these oversized business cards. So he said, Sue, he goes, if there's customers that just don't want your service, give them these oversized business cards and you'll always stand out. I'm like, oh, my God, great idea. So I went into this company and they were using their provider for 11 years. And, you know, I always say never give up. And if you're coming from a place of gratitude and passion and sincerity. So every time I would go and make my calls on this company, you know, they said, Sue, we love our supplier. We've been using them for 11 years. So they would line their cubicles with my oversized business cards. And the VP said, hey, one day, if we ever need your service, we'll just look and there's my business card. And I'll be darned. 3 months ago, I get a call. I got a
Bobby, look at that.
Nice.
I'm showing the picture in the book.
Yeah. Oversized business cards. Yep.
Sent me an email and he said, hey, Sue, he said, call me. I think we're going to be able to use your services. And sure enough, that was my first call back from COVID. I brought my whole team in. And he did not even talk about price. But he said, my passion and energy. That's why he never kicked me out. He said, because you never talked about price when you came in to see me. He said, but you had so much passion for your company that we thought this was the right choice for us. So that was the oversized business card strategy.
Excellent. Why don't you give your husband's company out, too? Because, you know, he went out and gave a whole bunch of free signs to restaurants to say they're open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, yep. And so you can always, yeah, his name is Pete. Does a great job with signage.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
And one more time, where can we get your book?
Yep. So get my book on Instagram, and you can go on Barnes & Noble and Target.
Excellent.
Excellent. And next time you're at church, you tell my good friend Steve Argyris, the fellow member from Zeta Omega Alpha, the ZAW. We had a fraternity. They went to DePaul. I went to the University of Illinois. We had a fraternity called Zeta Omega Alpha, ZAW. That means animals. And it was blessed by the bishop, God rest his soul. So that's all. We're going to turn on Ricky Z. You're welcome to stay because we're going to talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you. Please come on your next book or call us once in a while. Tell us how the book's doing.
Hey, Sweet Sue, it's a pleasure having you. Thank you for all your good work, everything with the food pantry, and thank you for everything.
Happy holidays.
All the best.
Guys, Live with passion. Life will never be the same. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All righty. Let's get Ricky Z. Are you out there? Ricky Z takes a mystery out of Chicago. Are you there, my friend?
I'm here.
Well, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Ricky Z. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to tell you a story that nobody ever talks about, ever.
Okay.
I dug this up about 20 years ago.
We got the lyrics here, too, but I can't sing, but maybe Bobby, you know. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, but go ahead, Ricky.
All right. In the spirit of the holiday, I want to take this opportunity to address a great Chicago story, significant as it is to Chicago. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a famous reindeer of all. The story begins because Rudolph was teased by other reindeer and became an outcast with the reindeer. But then one night, one Christmas Eve, it was foggy and icy out. Santa was afraid he wouldn't be able to deliver toys, but he put Rudolph at the head of the thing. With his nose so bright, he lit up the sky, and they were able to deliver toys to all the kids all over the world. Now, let me get into how this whole thing began. It's 100% Chicago, these wonderful stories out of here. Johnny May created the coloring book in 1939 for Montgomery Ward's. Now, Johnny May was an artist that drew the pictures inside the wish book, the catalog that they had. Now, Montgomery Ward was the first one to ever have a catalog. Back in 1871, after the Great Chicago Fire, he started catalog sales.
All right, hang on, Ricky. I'm giving the gang something here. Okay, you get to color your Rudolph. I brought him a page out of the book. And listeners, if you send us a picture of Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, we will pick. We'll pick three winners, and we'll give gift cards. What do you think, Bobby,
for the holidays? I love that idea.
So our deadline is, I got to look real quick.
When our next Saturday show is.
Well, let's give it a couple weeks. Let's see here. Next week is the 6th, but 18th is good.
The 18th.
So people, so December 18th, you can email it to art820am@gmail.com. Or Bobby820am@gmail.com or HeyListen820am@gmail. Send us your pictures. Adults, you can color Rudolph. Kids, whatever, and we'll pick three winners. We'll even hang them up in the thing on this banner here, Devin. You'll get in trouble for that one. Oh, he's doing it already. Okay, back to you, Ricky.
Okay, 1939.
Nice, Artie.
Okay, 1939, Robert L. May drew the coloring book. Montgomery Ward put it in the catalog. The first year they published and sold 2.5 million copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer through the catalogs for Montgomery Ward's. Now, Mr. May's brother-in-law was Johnny Marks, and he was a... He ran a radio station, he managed a radio station, but he was also an amateur songwriter. And he actually put the lyrics together, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that we know. Okay, now, on November 25th, 1949, the singing cowboy, Gene Autry, they brought him to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And he recorded
Gene Autry, yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, here's a trivia thing that I've been using for many, many years. You guys already know the answer because we're talking about it. But it is the most published, produced song in the history of music. One song. As of like about 8 years ago, last time I checked, they sold in excess of 60 million copies by Gene Autry of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Wow.
Okay. Sweet that Susie, year, that's your goal for your book. Go ahead.
Now, that first year, they put the record out right away, November 25th. By December 25th, they sold 2.5 million copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Wow.
Now, Mr. May, at the time, this is 39, he lived, you know, on where the Edens is today. I forgot the name. It was Sheridan Road or something like that, okay, up there. They put out a statue of Rudolph, and it's still in that property, and they still put it out every year, and you can see it from the Edens Expressway. I got to find out what town it's in and that. But that is one of the most amazing things. Now, that song was converted into every single language, I believe, on the face of the earth. They've done more movies and cartoons and everything else on that. But it's the wonderful thing, like what I do, you guys know, I take the mystery out of Chicago history. Richie Z takes the mystery out of Chicago history. I find these stories, and I just love it. Hey, can I give out my website?
Oh, please do.
Absolutely.
Please do, and a phone number if you like.
Absolutely, Ricky.
Right. All right. It's RICHIEZIE.com. Now, a few weeks ago, I was in, and I gave it out, but I had an issue with my company that runs my laptop and all of that stuff. So it's on, it's off. My phone number is 312-841-2560. We're doing tours of Chicago, but we're not doing the buses right now because I'm, you know, with this COVID and all of that, you don't want to get on a bus with 30, 40 people. So I have a vehicle that will seat six people comfortably. We have four sunroofs in it, air-conditioned comfort in every station, and that's low to the ground, great for senior citizens, big doors. So if anybody's interested in taking a tour of Chicago, the one unique and cool thing about what we do is I'll come and pick your group up, and then I'll bring them back. So you don't have to go downtown. You don't have to fight with traffic. You don't have to fight with parking, pay parking down there, or any of that. And
oh, that's great. Wow. Hey, Ricky Z, that's great.
Yeah, we've been invited. I told him we'd wait till after the holidays because it's just the traffic and the people, you know. But in that song, Ricky, it says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. So look at that. Ricky Z's history segment. They knew, huh?
Wow. Yeah.
And did you know that John David Marks also wrote... Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and I don't remember this one, Run, Rudolph Run? Anybody remember that one?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. Amazing.
You know what's really cool about the whole story, too?
What?
Johnny Marks was asked if he gets any royalties for the song. And he said, you know what? Thank God. And I'm not even Catholic. I'm Jewish. But thank God because I get royalties every time they sell the song.
Uh-huh.
So he became very wealthy. And I'm sure Mr. May with the coloring book, Montgomery Ward always took care of the people that worked for him, too. But what a wonderful story during
this really is.
Time.
Really is.
Mention one more thing, you know. Marshall Field downtown, we went down last year. So on my website, richieze.com, you go through the TV stuff, and there's actually a thing where we spent a couple of hours inside Marshall Field and Company, the building itself, that has a lot of really cool things at Christmas time. You know, who remembers the chocolate mints or the...
Frango mints.
Yep. Frango mints. They were made, I think it was like on the 10th floor upstairs. Just a wonderful thing. You know, one of the things about Marshall Fields is kind of cool. I had somebody actually put something up on my Facebook account today because I posted something. My Uncle Chuck worked for Marshall Fields. When he came back from World War II, he actually went to Marshall Field and Company and got a job. But he went to school and became a marketing, you know, he got a degree in marketing. And they actually made him... the toy international toy buyer for Marshall Field and Company.
Okay, Ricky, you got to tell everybody that Little Mouse we're going to have. The Little Mouse we're going to have next week. What's your special going to be on? The mystery out of Chicago. Tell everybody real quick.
Now, next week.
Walter?
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're, yeah, we're you could tell him.
The history of Walt Disney. That's a real mind-blowing story.
You got it. All right, we got to let
week,
you go.
Next week.
Next week. Thank you.
Have a go great
ahead.
Week.
Go
we
ahead,
got
Bobby.
Some announcements.
Thank you. I have a great week.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Ricky Z. We have some announcements. Very important. An officer was shot on a domestic call November 6th. They're having a fundraiser for him. They have a GoFundMe page. He was shot multiple times. His name is Steve Golwitzky. He's from Bensenville Police, 12-year veteran. Before Bensenville, he was a police officer in Norridge. You can donate at phone number 630-350-3405. Again, 630-350-3405, or visit www.bensonville.illinoisus to donate. Also, there's a GoFundMe page that one of his family members set up. Her name is Ellie Murphy. If you can give anything to him and his family, be greatly appreciated. Also, I want to congratulate Nick and Nicole. Yesterday, Nicole gave birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, Robert Anthony, born on the 26th.
Named after you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Of November. That would have been nice, Artie.
That's okay. I'm sticking with that story.
And also, I want to thank Abbott Painting,
Denoya Gephardt, Jenna Moore, and all our sponsors,
Jenny Chevrolet.
Yep. Welcome back, and thank you. And happy Hanukkah to everybody. Starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Okay.
Who's Jewish.
What's your number they call to advertise and be a guest, Bobby?
312-636-8400.
Call me at 773-746-7078. Again, art820am@gmail.com or heylisten820am@gmail.com, or your email is?
It's Bobby at 820am@gmail.com.
We got to get the mic out. Next
also,
show,
also
we
have
the
a 4
Rudolph.
O'clock show.
Yes.
Today we have a 4 o'clock show. What are they serving now?
We've launched our virtual food drive, and that's at myfooddrive.org/fundraiser/360-9071. It's on our Facebook. We have the Warani rice this afternoon for the whole hour, and the recipe is Chinese Greek dumplings, my friend. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, that okay. Sounds fabulous.
And next week, we got about 10 seconds, a tour guide to the Beatles sites in Chicago. Mark Schneider, and I pronounced that wrong, will be on with us. We got his book coming, and I hear the documentary is great. It went out yesterday. And that's it. Devin, thank you again.
Devin, have a great day. Thanks for your help. Listeners, please be kind to each other, and we will see you next. Talk to you next week.
Bye. We love you.
Take care. We love you guys. Take care.
The preceding program, Where Are They Now? With Art and Bobby, is sponsored by Arthur Andros and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.